This is Yang Chou, and in the next few minutes, we're going to walk through the process to configure a VPN client securely connected to a Microsoft Azure virtual network. The target virtual network we have is called VNet East, and it has been configured with a valid gateway. We have also uploaded a certificate, X.509 certificate, and we are ready to establish a secure connection with our VPN client. Here is my VPN client, and I have acquired the client certificate out of band. And I'm going to first install this certificate. I'm going to install it as a current user. This password was specified at creation time, so we need to provide a password here. Next, and we're just automatically placing in the correct store. Finish. Yes. All right, so this import has been successful, or the installation has been successful. One way to find out is to go ahead and open a command prompt, and we can use our cert MGR and just to take a look, see if the certificate indeed is placed in place. So this is our client certificate. It is associated with a particular root certificate, and this is the one that we have uploaded into our Microsoft Azure Virtual Network. So this is the private key, and this has the public key. And what we need to do now is to download the VPN client. To do that, I am going to get the 64-bit VPN client. Click that. I can save it locally, or I can simply directly run it since I am running this directly on the client. But if you were to distribute this particular client, you can go ahead and save it. I'm just going to save it on my desktop. And so this is my VPN client. To install the VPN client, I can go ahead and click it. Yes, and yes. So after it finishes installation, I should be able to see it in my network setting. First of all, I should be able to see a list here as my VPN client. I can also look at my network setting, which I also have this VPN client. Before I make the connection, let's go ahead and check my current IP setting. Just going to put it here, and if I do ipconfig/all, and let's take a look at what I have right now. And this is my current IPv4 setting, and I have a IP address 192.168.19.185, and this is in my NICAR. I have no other connection at this time. So let's go ahead and make the connection. So I am going to click this, or I can directly do it from here. Simply click this and say I would like to connect. Okay, I'm going to do the connection right now. Continue. It has been connected. So if I close that, and I'm going to close this, and let me just go ahead and clear the screen and do an ipconfig again. And let's check our IP setting. First of all, we still see the NICAR have the same IP address, 192.168.19.185. This is my local setting. At the same time, I now also have a PPP connection to VNet East. And the address I have is 192.168.130.2. And let's go ahead, verify this from our virtual network. So this is a management portal. I'm going to close this, and I'm going to do a refresh the screen. So after the refresh, we should see there is one client connected to the Azure Virtual Network. There we go. There is one client that has been connected to this virtual network.